Mimo Adewuni, welcome to the show. And we're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. For the next 1 hour, now less than 1 hour, we're going to be paying tribute to our fallen heroes. Over the weekend, Nigeria remembered and celebrated and honored soldiers who paid the supreme price while protecting the nation's territorial integrity. May the labor of our heroes past never be in vain. When we sing that, we think about the old Democrats in the 60s. But we have our heroes who constantly lay down their lives for this nation to secure our territory, to keep us safe. I mean, I personally shiver anytime I think about a soldier going to face a battle, you know, for a cause that they dearly believe in. While we sleep, they fight. When they die, their families get the loss personally. You know, several of them, we've had instances of some who have just gotten married, some who've got young children, some who've got elderly parents. I mean, and they're gone. So on this show today, I'm giving the microphone to you. And the only thing we're doing today is to pay tribute to all our fallen heroes. If you have a family member, a friend, you know, whoever, who has died, who's a soldier, you can call us to tell us how you're coping after their demise. And today we celebrate every of our soldiers across Nigeria. We celebrate every one of our security forces working hard to secure this country. But today we're focusing on the armed forces. Now, remember that on October 15th, 2019, the Chairman Senate Committee on Army, Senator Ali Ndume, had said that 840 Nigerian soldiers were killed by Boko Haram terrorists between 2013 and October 2019. The senator said the fallen soldiers were buried at the military cemetery in Maiduguri, the Borno State capital. So you see, some of them, their families didn't even get their bodies. There's a hashtag on Twitter. It's the hashtag Armed Forces Remembrance Day 2022, hashtag Fallen Heroes, as we salute the strength and the commitment of our brave men and women of the Nigerian Armed Forces for their patriotic role and service to humanity. The Armed Forces Remembrance Day is marked on the 15th of January every year to honor members of the armed forces who fought in the First and Second World Wars and those who served and are still serving in various peace support operations across the world. Now, we're commiserating with families of slain officers. We show our respect, we show our gratitude for every patriotic military officer out there. If you're listening to me right now and you're a soldier, I know I can't throw you a salute, but here's my pseudo salute to you. We celebrate you. We today honor you for the great work that you do. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, you have a line, and that's 01465-7190. 01465-7190. The show starts right now. You can also join us on You can join us on Twitter. We need to put back the Morning Crossfire hashtag on Twitter. That's the Nigeria Info MCF. Olamide, remind me, am I correct? Yeah. So, 0700-993-993-993. Tweet at Nigeria Info FM. And you can also reach us on Facebook and YouTube. Let's get started. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Chibike, my papa. Again.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. I want to congratulate all the soldiers that have been fighting and many of them are very gone. Many of them injured, and many of them see the but God will help them. I keep on strengthening them. One of my own friends said that he's also today is his birthday, so I'm going to give him money because I know that today is something that I need to talk that I'm into. It's not that they are my friends. Also, I have some of them as friends, and there is a good one there, and there's a bad one there also. And many of them have gone down last year. For me, that figure that they said is, for me, it's not true.
I think there's more.
For me, it's not true. But I think that bigger than that, they will have gone down. most died last year. Many of them died last year for me. So,
all right, thank you very much for calling. Send our love and honor to your friend. Tell him we celebrate him and his.
I'm very, very happy that they are fighting, and God will give them hope and they will defeat the enemies.
All right, thank you very much. Now, remember the figure I quoted, which the chairman Senate committee gave, that Senator Ali Ndume, covers 2013 to 2019. So we've had 2 years after that, okay? And this is the third year after that. Okay, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, Wanima.
Yes, you're welcome. What's your name?
Yes, this is Ailaku.
Okay,
I
welcome.
I lost a senior brother during the war.
Oh.
The name is Mr. Solomon Eruanvai Akiyemi. Mr. Solomon Eruanvai Akiyemi. During the war, we lost him, and I was still very young. Since then, the family have not been the same. Anytime they are celebrating like this, we always have the memory in our mind. So that is just.
Thank you very much for calling. We send our love to the family. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
My name is Olufemi Talabi.
All right.
I'm speaking from the heart of Shomoli.
Welcome to the show.
I also want to pay my salute to all our past heroes. It's my prayer that God will compensate them. But then, most importantly, you should be careful so as not to be used at anybody, so that it will not tarnish the good work they are doing for this nation. For example, the massacre in Lekki Toge. Most Nigerians, they are not happy. Well, I know they are acting under instructions. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Condolences are better. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Mercy. I'm calling from Surulere.
Welcome, Mercy.
Thank you. So, I lost my grandfather during the Biafran War, though I don't know him. And then my grandmother was pregnant with my mom. So, but every time we talk about him as a hero and all that, the Biafran War was over and he was on his way home and he was shot. Mm. So I want to pay tribute to him. His name is Uchuli Michael.
We send our love to you and to your family. Thank you very much for calling. If you know any soldier anywhere, tell them to listen to this show, because for this hour is just to pay tribute to them. We want them to know that they are appreciated. We might have our concerns about some of the activity, but today is just, I mean, the work they do is no easy work. You will wake up and say you're putting your life at risk to protect your country, to save the people from terrorists and bandits and all the works and, you know, infiltrations from other countries. That's no easy job. Sometimes there are wars across the continent that go there to fight. No, that's no easy job. And today we celebrate every one of you. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, one more. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, 800 soldiers killed within 2013 and last year. Or
2019.
2019.
Yeah.
800. My junior brother is among Onyekwelu Dumbi. He died September last year at Madugiri. Young man, I'm telling you, December I traveled to the village. The mom is still in the shock of that boy's death. Onyekwelu.
I'm sorry about
died
that.
Last year. May the soul, Onyekwelu, and other soldiers rest in perfect peace. So for the people in government, please, especially the service chiefs, enough of this, what do they call that thing? They give them amnesty and the pardon or whatever. 800 soldiers, Auntie Wemimo. And these bad guys, you get them out and you say they give them amnesty. No. Enough of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry about the loss of your brother. Yeah, I know this will strike home for some people, all right? But today we need to pay tribute to all our fallen heroes, all those who've pulled down their lives, who've laid down their lives for this country. Azubuike is here from Oshodi. Welcome, Azubuike.
Mother Wenimo.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Welcome, sir.
How is your family?
Awesome, thank you.
I thank God that you are here this morning. So for me to hear your voice this morning, it's a great thing to me.
Thank you.
Then coming to honoring our great heroes that fought for our life and other things. Like in 1993, that plane crash that happened at Isolo, that many people lost, many generals lost their life. One of my relatives were there in that 1993 plane crash that happened at Lagos here that time.
Mm.
So I want to use this opportunity to console some of my brother's life and other generals that lost their life in that incident. God will continue consoling their families and also grant them a perfect peace rest where they can be able to be in this hour.
Okay.
And all the, not only the military, even the police, even the custom, and also because they are fighting for our life and they are protecting our territory.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Ikechukwu is on the line from VIA. Good morning to you.
Hi. One more good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I want to pay tribute to a friend. His name is Chris. He died in 2018. A Nigerian military personnel. It was very sad because he was not really a combatant. He joined the military as a musician. They are banned. Well, he was given a rifle to go and fight in the Maiduguri. I think that was not bad enough when they were ambushed and he was killed. The defense headquarters denied that ambush, and left his wife and his 3-month-old baby, hanging.
Mm.
But well, we thank God for everything, and I hope
so
that their work will not go in vain.
Mm. Thank you very much for calling. My love to you and to your family and to the family of the departed. All right. If you're just joining the show, this is the Morning Crossfire. It's 18 minutes past 8 this Monday morning. And we're paying tribute to all our fallen heroes, all our soldiers who fight for the peace of Nigeria, but who have lost their lives. And we're sending our love to the family members, to their friends, their relatives, loved ones. We're with you on this remembrance celebration. All right, Austin is on the line from Oshodi. All right, Austin, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. I can hear you. Welcome, Austin.
Good morning. Am I on to Wemimo?
Yes, you are.
Oh, good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning. Good morning.
I want to thank you for the program you've dedicated.
Thank you.
In honor of the armed forces. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I am myself a member of the armed forces.
Oh.
I retired some 7 years ago, but obviously not tired because I'm still serving.
Okay.
I lost quite a number of my colleagues that we joined the Air Force together way back in 1979.
Hmm.
Many of them died while we were in service.
Hmm.
Some died after we had retired in 2014.
Mm.
Others are still dying. My heart goes to those of them who lost their very loved ones, and then those of us who are privileged to be alive.
Mm.
I want to make an appeal to government to take care of members of the armed forces because of the special service that they render to make sure that this country is at peace.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I second that motion. All in favor, say hi. I totally agree. Insurance policy, insurance pay, it's a tough job that they've taken on. Good morning. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Kamil Bashir. I'm calling you from Maiduguri. I'm listening to you online.
Ah, I'm glad you're here. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the concern of many of Nigerians that have shown to us.
Are you a soldier?
Don't worry. My first statement serves you
better. Go ahead.
All right. It's understandable that those that have been de-radicalized and released, and people are showing that they should be condemned.
Mm.
If you listen to some of them, you sit down with them on one-on-one, and some are, the parents are being killed, sisters are being killed to pick them up and join them by force. What do you do to those that are now being surrendered, if they now come in and surrender, what do you do to them? Do you kill them? Come on. We're all human beings. Blood passes through our veins. We must pity for those who have been forced to join them. That's the issue.
I hear you.
Thank you very much.
I hear you. Thank you very much for calling. So he's made a point about, you know, saying that repentant, and I raise up my hand, I put up quotation marks if you're watching online, repentant terrorists, bandits, whatever. Some people agitate for them to be killed because they've killed people. But my last caller calling from Maiduguri thinks that, you know, on sympathy level, some of these terrorists and bandits were forced to join these terrorist groups, and if they then surrender and become repentant, should we still fire them? All right, we pay tribute. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Anytime they talk about this remembrance, I used to remember a family friend in the 60s, Papa Emeka. Before the war, they all ran back to the east. By the time they came back in 1970, Baba did not come back. We all cried. Emeka, Uzoma, all of them. You know, people who were, we all run to their house, they come to our house, and at the end of the day, the man was no more. I thank God, some of those guys are big, big. Father or no father, they are big.
Yeah.
That shows that whatever I want will become in life. There's no stopping it.
Right.
Nobody stops it.
Right.
And I pay tribute to those who are still fighting this senseless war. Senseless, because there's no basis for it. They are just being slaughtered in the name of fighting Boko Haram. And that's all rest in peace.
Thank you very much. I'm taking a few comments right now. Okay. Most of your comments on WhatsApp are still centered around our conversation on dailies today. Okay, I've gone past that. I need to head out on a break shortly, but I'll take a few comments when I return from Facebook and YouTube. Let me start from here. When I come back, I'll take a few more. Owolabi says, may the souls of the departed heroes rest in peace. Also, they should remember the living heroes. The way they are treating the retired soldiers is not good. They are suffering. Ikechukwu Henry, all our soldiers, we love you and for sacrificing your lives to save Nigeria from terrorists. I totally agree. Another one here. Oh, and it's done. All right. Tokunbo Olabosipo says, rest in peace to all our fallen heroes. Another one from Josiah Akela Marty on Facebook. My tribute goes to all those that lost their loved ones and kudos. I mean, on the front line, I'm sure that's what you mean. Abbas Mwazu, rest in peace to all our fallen heroes. God bless those ones still serving. Abiodun Kumuyi, rest in peace to our heroes. Hamadiko Musa Yarima, good morning. We're Mimo Kipo. Thank you. Thank you very much. Emmanuel James, I think my glasses need to be checked. I don't know. Emmanuel James says, rest in peace, General Zikushu. And all the fallen heroes, you forever be in our heart. Savior Kenan, rest in peace, our heroes. Rafi Ajari, thank you for your message. Abdurrafi Alabalakwe, I want to appeal to the federal government to pronounce every 15th day of January as a public holiday because our fallen heroes deserve more than just laying down of wreath or ordinary celebrations. So let's give them just one day so that Nigerians and indeed the world will know something is happening. Our soldiers deserve better. May the souls of our fallen heroes rest in peace. Alabalakwe from Sabu Jewuniba, thank you. thanks for your message. I can take, let's see. Nah, I can't take a call because I need to go out in less than a minute. So let's see from Twitter. Twitter's at Nigeria Info FM. F. Chukwuma 1 says, may the soul of our lost soldiers who fight for us rest in peace. We also have this one from Abia Anambraman who says that he lost a university coursemate in 2019. Lieutenant Samson Eze. He left his wife Joyce and her one-year-old daughter, Adaize. I'm out on a break. I'll be right back. More tributes coming in for our soldiers when I return. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. We celebrate all our heroes who fight to protect Nigeria, and we pay tribute to all those who have died. We send our love to all their families and their loved ones. We're right back with more after the break. Don't go on.
To Red Villa Luxury Hotel.
Nigeria Info, it's 28 minutes before 9 on this Monday morning. Is the 17th day of January. You can see how fast the year is running already. Today, we remember all our fallen heroes. January 15th of every year is our Armed Forces Remembrance Day. And we're paying tribute to all our fallen heroes. We're sending our love to all their family members and friends and loved ones. And we're also paying tribute and sending our salute to all our serving Armed Forces men and women. Today we're telling you that we honor you and we thank you for the work that you do. We thank you very much for the work that you do and for the life that you put on the line. All right, I'm taking comments off YouTube now before I head again to the phones. I'm going to YouTube, I'm going to Facebook, I'm going to Twitter. If you're tweeting, use the hashtag. I've confirmed the hashtag now. It's the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. Nigeria Info MCF. So use that hashtag when you join the show. On Twitter, when you're leaving your comment on Twitter, so that it's easy for me to trace all your comments, use the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. Thank you. On YouTube, I've got comment. Oluwa Shemo Olatunde, tributes to my brother, Major General O.O. Olatunde, who died serving as a Commander 39 Artillery, and also Brigadier Alamala Abeokuta, and to all our fallen heroes. It's so sad that those who give us that beautiful memories are now in our memories. Those who give us beautiful memories are now in our memories. To all our fallen gallant soldiers, we will never forget. Ozomena, all right? That's how he said it in Igbo. Okay. I'm on Twitter. Our debt to the heroic men and valiant women in the service of our country can never be repaid. They have earned our undying gratitude. Nigeria would never forget their sacrifices for the nation. We say thank you, thank you, and thank you. That's from Mickey Major on Twitter. Chinedu Ukem, I want to pray for my soldier friend and sister, Ujunwa by name, who is on assignment at Gombe State. May God continue to protect her and her colleagues. May the souls of the departed rest in peace. I have another one here. I think I've taken yours earlier on. I'm jumping over now to WhatsApp. 08095975805. Here's a message from Pastor Femi from Kirikiri, Apapa, Lagos. Rest in peace to all our gallant heroes. Another one here. I think I read this one from where? Yeah, I read a message somewhere else. Olushwasheyi, may the soul of our departed officers continue to rest in peace, especially General Azazi, who was unable to name the enemies of this nation until that plane crash that killed him, with former Governor Yakubu of Kaduna State. May peace return to our land. My condolences goes to the fallen soldiers, customs and police officers. May the life of the fallen heroes rest in peace. Balogun Joseph Oluwasoji Aburu, thank you. May the soul of our lost heroes rest in peace. Sir Francis from Ajegunle Korodu Road. Dominic Oki Okoagi, my regular, rest in peace. He died exactly 1 year after our POP. He was shot by bandits at Katsina Operation Sahel Sanity. A month before he died, he was preparing to get married so that he can start raising children, because he never had one before joining the force. This is from Kenneth. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, I've seen this also elsewhere. I've read the comment elsewhere. Let's see. Okay, I'm heading back to the phone lines now. 08095. Scratch that. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. Female callers, 01465-7190. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Good
morning to you. Welcome.
I'm a cyclist calling from Ojala International.
Okay.
I have to remember my bosom friend, Cornel Shobo, who died. And one of my good friends also, Brigadier General Idris. There's a number of them. Major Okoria, all of them died, but I so rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We send our regards and love to them. Good morning. Sorry about that. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Dotun. I'm calling you from Awolowo Way, Ikoyi.
Welcome, Dotun.
Okay, good. So I want to give this tribute to all our fallen soldiers, and specifically to a soldier friend. A soldier friend of mine that lost his life 2 years ago. He was a gallant soldier, Captain Anara. Hmm. He was a university mate. He went to the same university prior to the time before he joined the Nigerian military. He spent 8 years in the army. He was moved from one hot zone to the other. Hmm. One hot zone to the other. He was never privileged to get married. And he died in the course of service. Terribly. Okay. I'm saying this with all pain from my heart, and I'm also sending this tribute to all military men out there. It's a huge sacrifice they are doing for a country like ours. Mm. I pray that God will continuously keep the ones that have lost their lives and the ones that are still actively in service. God will protect them and also console their families. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling us this morning. Good morning. Hello. Okay, you want to try again? Good morning. Can't you? Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, welcome to the show.
I'm Kola.
Oh, I'm
my
glad
name
you're here.
Lagos.
I'm glad you're calling.
I wish to pay tribute to my immediate senior brother who died during the Nigerian Civil War. Very painful, it's a pain in my heart today. So. Hello?
I can hear you. I'm sorry about that.
Hello?
I can hear you, sir.
But in addition to that, why is it that you people are not taking my call? I've been calling the line almost 2 years.
There are hundreds of people on the line per minute. So, I mean...
Yes.
Just imagine. You see, you got in today. I'm sorry about that.
I have a breakthrough today.
I'm glad. I'm also glad.
Taking my call. All this morning, so many years should be at all. Last week.
I'm glad you made it through today. Thank you so much for calling. All right, sir. So we're not trying not to pick anybody's call or to particularly pick anybody's call. It's pretty just chance because I just pick anything randomly. I don't even the numbers are in very fine print. I don't know who's who. So the lines are busy. I mean, hundreds of people trying to get in per minute. So I mean, it's as tough as it comes. Good morning. Hello. Come on now. Okay, who better? You just let yourself go. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Are you there?
Hello.
Good morning. Are you there? Are you ready for me?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
I'm happy to have you online.
I'm glad to have you here.
Yeah, for our fallen heroes. I lost a cousin like about 7 years ago. He was ambushed at a... Calabar State. His name is Julius Abua. As I speak with you, presently the mom lives in abject poverty. As we speak now, nothing, no compensation, nothing to the woman. It pains me, sirs. I mean, so of other army officers, rest in peace. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah, again, I know that this conversation might touch on raw nerves for some people. I'm sorry, but I mean, it's just our way of saying thank you to all of those who've laid their lives down. That's the supreme price anybody could pay for a country, for anybody. I mean, to put their lives, to deliberately put their lives on the line to protect Nigeria. We send our salutes to you. Ladipo is here from Orile Igamu. Good morning.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Welcome to the show.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilego.
All right, please go ahead.
I want to say that to the soldiers who are defending this nation, I want to continue to say the peace of the Lord will continue to be with them. And I also want to say that I think I also lost a very dear friend, Captain Ume, who was ambushed and he was killed. It's so painful and so devastating because he's a young man that just got married and never enjoyed his wife. It was so painful. Anyway, to our gallant soldiers, I want to say the peace of the Lord will continue to be with them as they defend, continue to defend this nation. The Lord will continue to defend them.
Hmm.
Even the departed ones, their loved ones, the Lord will console them and be with them. Thank you. And God bless them.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay, let me jump over again to social media so we go around like that. Prince Fred M. Ame says, my name is Fred. I want to pay tributes to my friend, Major Miller, a university mate who was killed by bandits in Zamfara. May God continue to comfort his wife and those kids who are still very little. Adeshinyo, Adebisi Jide, may our fallen rest in perfect peace and may God take care of the family they left behind. Paul Makadinkinrimi, Paul, continue to rest in peace, our fallen heroes. Let's speak with Bayo from Akonjo, who's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
thanks for calling.
First of all, I need to appreciate you for giving this medium, for people to share their opinions and to also let, as many believe the families of these fallen heroes to know that people are, at this point in time, sympathizing and empathizing with them.
Yes.
It's just quite so sad. And I want to use this medium, to appeal once again, to our government, especially the leadership of this nation, to take the welfare of both serving, the living and non-living gallant soldiers, who have laid down their lives and those that are even taking their life at risk by now. So take it seriously. At least this one will go a long way. God bless Nigeria. God bless the fallen heroes and the living ones. God bless Nigeria. Info. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Baya, for calling me. All right. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Kelechi Marshall.
Welcome, Kelechi. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm calling in respect to pay tribute to all the fallen heroes of the Nigerian Army, Navy, and Air Force. I want to pay my condolence to the family of Akinyemi Amos Adewale, who happens to be my coursemate, 17 regular course of the Nigerian Navy. My heart's condolence to the family of Akinyemi. This time, Mr. Akinyemi lost two of their sons.
Whoa.
In 2008, in the Hale College, the Niger Delta operation. That one is the elder brother of Amos Akinyemi, who happens to be my coursemate. And Akinyemi also is also a combatant soldier. We fought hand in hand in a battlefield. But I want to thank God for his life. And I say, may God Almighty console Mr. and Mrs. Akinyemi, who happened to be in the father also is still in the service now, but he has lost two of his sons. Akinyemi, whether it's one out of the Akinyemi in Ode Barak, Ogun State. I pray God will go almighty will console them in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Wow, that's a huge loss. Two sons, oh dear. But the father is still serving. Such a sacrifice. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yeah, my name is Ifoma. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome to the show.
My tribute goes to all the foreign heroes, especially to Reginaldo Okolie, my brother-in-law. Though I never met him, but this morning as we were talking about them, my husband broke down in tears, crying for the soul of his late senior brother.
I'm sorry.
And so to all our foreign heroes, especially those of them who left young women and children, may God continue to console them in Jesus' name.
Amen to that. So sorry about the loss. Please send our regards to his brother, who's your husband. Thank you for calling. I'm sorry. Okay, good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Whoa. Are you ready?
Good morning, Wemimo.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My name is Ibrahim. I'm calling from Temelan Bridge.
Yeah, that's it, please. Thanks for calling.
my heart goes to, what is the name? Colonel Ahmed Ali, a young soldier from Kogi State, Ida local government precisely. So he died on operation in Maiduguri. And my condolences go to his family. He has a very young family after he got married with how many kids before this death got caught. And I love all the Nigeria Army and Armed Forces. So may God keep them alive those who are alive and the first one, may God grant the family the fortitude to bear the loss.
Big amen to that. Big amen to that. Thank you very much for calling. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, hello, good morning, Wemimo. Yes, oh, sir. Wow, that is very quick.
You see when I said that, it's just by chance, that right?
That's very, very quick. I see your hand is already on the green button to answer my call.
Well,
anyway, this is Joseph.
Welcome, Joseph.
Yeah, I want to pay tribute to our fallen heroes. Okay. My name is Joseph Willie. I'm calling from Marina this morning.
Okay.
I want to pray that God will continue to strengthen their loved one that they left behind, and even to those who are still alive, I want to pray that God will continue to keep them safe. I want to use this time out to, you know, give a shout out to my friend, my classmate back in secondary school. He's in service also, so his name is Ezekiel Joshua. Maybe he might be listening, I don't know, but this is Joseph. So I pray that God will to prepare them in their service to this nation.
Thank you very much for calling. We send the same regards to all of them across the country. I'm back on Facebook now, taking a few comments online. Sun City Tijanin says, good morning. My condolences go to every fallen heroes, including my beloved father. That's his beloved father, Colonel Rafi Adekunle Tijani, aka Rafi Soldier. May their souls rest in perfect peace. Of Allah. Paul MC, yeah, I think I've taken yours. Adeshino Adebisi Jide, may our fallen heroes rest in perfect peace. Yeah, I think I've also read this. Uche Udeogu says, I want to specifically share my heartfelt gratitude to the active soldiers and to the fallen heroes. May they rest in perfect peace. Don Simon, rest in peace, our heroes. I'm on Twitter. Use the hashtag NigeriaInfoMCF. NigeriaInfoMCF. If you're tweeting at us at NigeriaInfoFM, use the hashtag NigeriaInfoMCF. Mutaza Miki Yusu says, what a befitting honor. Thank you, NigeriaInfo. Thank you, Wemimo. You're welcome. Yeah, you were saying that the caller who talked about the generals who died in a plane crash, that the crash was in 1986 or 1993 during General Babangida's regime. Thanks for that. Akin Kafo, all 11 heroes, rest in peace. Orebola, Orest Sonwo, may the souls of the fallen armed forces rest in peace. Please, those still alive and dishonored that uniform by harassing civilians should repent. Mikkel, I believe I've read this message from you already. Just send it again. Okay. Babs, I am Babs Smith, says, I'm sharing my tribute to my late dad, Staff Sergeant Aldu Onu, who happened to serve in the Nigerian Army for 36 years. He died in 2007 after a brief illness. A very gallant soldier who served in the peacekeeping mission in Liberia and Sierra Leone. Rest in peace, Dad. We send our regards to you and to your family. Leslie, who's here? Good morning. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning. My name is Hamza.
Welcome, Hamza.
Yeah. I want to pay tribute to two of my friends I lost serving in Nigerian military. Jamal and Clement went to the same primary school, secondary school, and higher institution. But after our university days, and Jamal and Clement decided to join the military, which they persuaded me to also, but I refused it. So unfortunately, they were both posted to Borno. We first of all lost Clement when Jamal called me to tell me about the news. And then after a while, we started praying that so that he would be redeployed. Fortunately, Jamal was redeployed to Lagos State, but he said he can't stay in Lagos State. He would be a coward for running away from where we lost our dear friend Clement, that is going back to join the war. And he applied again, so he was redeployed to Borno. Seven months after, I lost Jamal as well.
I'm so sorry.
That's the end.
I'm so sorry.
That's how I lost both of them.
I'm sorry.
And I remember them every blessed day. Every blessed day.
blessed day.
I'm sorry.
Every day.
I'm very sorry.
Just pray that they are so rest in peace. Thank you.
I'm very sorry. I'm so very sorry. Oh my goodness. I'm so very sorry for everyone to whom this is touching a very raw nerve. I'm immensely sorry. The goal is not to cause you more pain. It's just to send our honor to you. Okay, we're paying tribute and we're sending our love to you. We want you to know that we are with you and that we also remember and honor these ones. That their death is not unremembered. All right, I'm immensely very sorry about your pain and your loss. Let me take a final call for now. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Your radio has to be off. What's your name? Go ahead quickly for me.
Hello.
I can hear you. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Martin. I'm a lawyer driving to court on third number.
All right, sir.
I just want to send my shout out and my condolences to all Nigerians who have lost loved ones in this
facility.
Listening to this program alone this morning, I got so emotional that I have tears in my eyes. God bless all our gallant soldiers. God protect all those who are still alive.
Big amen to that.
Facing the battle to keep us safe.
Yeah.
Not easy. Every day, each of us go to bed, we wake up, we complain about one thing or the other, but we forget that there are people who are laying down their lives to make our country safer.
Yeah.
God bless them all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's the show. We send our regards, our salute, our tribute to every soldier, not just soldier. If you're in the military, you're in the Navy or the Air Force, I mean, to all of you, the armed forces, we send our salute to you. We appreciate the work that you do, and we thank you very much for the work that you do. That is a show right now. I need to go out on a break. When I do come back, 9 o'clock will be time for Table Talk. The conversation switches as we talk about gender issues on the show for the next 1 hour from 9 to 10. There's a tweet that went viral. In case you missed it, go and search for She's 22 on Twitter. That's going to form the basis of our conversation for the next 1 hour. What are you teaching your boys? Are you teaching them patriarchy or are you teaching them respect for women? There's something that went viral on Twitter yesterday that gets us started on our conversation. Again, salute to all our armed forces and to all those that have lost loved ones. We send our regards to you. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. That is the show on the Morning Crossfire.